Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and apologize for the lateness of the hour, but things began to develop, I guess, this afternoon. Probably should have done something then, but we thought maybe we could wait for Stan. But things seem to be developing fairly rapidly. Hi, Larry. How are you doing down there?
Oh, hanging in. How's it going?
Well, slow but sure. We got a fair amount of snow already. It's kind of quieted down right now. Hopefully it'll stay that way. But we should get right to the news here. I got a headline, North Korea must deliver a serious blow to those imposing sanctions. That's from Hal Turner's comments. It says that a hastily called plenary session of the ruling Central Committee, Chairman Kim Jong-un told the governing body that North Korea must deliver a serious blow to those imposing sanctions. What is this plenary session of the Central Committee? They say that's very rare. What's your comment on this that's going on over there?
Well, it appears to be the ones that are really running the country. In other words, it's not Parliament, if you will. That's a political move, but this plenary committee is... I guess you could say the inner circle of Kim, and we had we knew this was going to have the meeting, and they apparently had the meeting, and that's what you already read what the results were. But also now, One American News is reporting that Kim is to make a major announcement on Thursday to the North Korean Parliament, reference tensions on the Korean Peninsula. So there's something up, and at the same time, Stuart, Fox News reported this evening that Trump has called the South Korean president to the U.S. tomorrow to meet with him at the White House. So there is something up.
So, well, they would have two choices. Either they announced that they are going to denuclearize, which, of course, they haven't. They've been stepping it up and biding time, which probably, and we cannot forget, folks, the satellites that North Korea has that go right over North America. The other thing you don't want to forget, the date tomorrow is 4/11. And you might say, well, so what? Well, 4/11 is a very important date to the Lord for whatever reason. He hasn't given us a reason. That is the very date that a perfect cross was formed in the heavens over Satan's head, which would imply, anyway, that the work of the Lord is complete and Satan's head has been crushed. And the last one was Hail Bop on 4/11. The other one was Hayakataki in 1996. We're now 22 years, which is an 11/11, and a coded 4/11. So this is very, very interesting, the timing of all this. And the other thing that's kind of interesting here is readers were reminded that China is a key player in affairs involving North Korea, and China may be looking to unleash its pit bull in an effort to get the U.S. to give up on the trade war presently taking place with China. Now, you have to understand, folks, it was not only a trade war, but sanctions that brought out World War II with Japan. They reach a point where they don't have anything to lose because the nation's going to be destroyed if they don't act. So remember that America Babylon's a hammer of the whole earth, and also remember that we get destroyed. So this is going to get very, very interesting. It says South Korean President Moon is to meet with Trump at the White House on Thursday. So he's got to be on his way. And what's this deal with Pence at the UN? You want to brief us on that?
Yeah, I was kind of startled about the abruptness of it, but I've watched it twice on Fox Business Channel, where it was played, once on Lou Dobbs and then on the Intel Report. But it's very telling. Pence, in the podium at the UN, addressed the Venezuelan ambassador directly, and he told him he didn't need to be there. He said, you shouldn't be here. In other words, talking about you shouldn't be sitting in the UN. And he said that, you need to go back to Venezuela and tell Maduro his time is up. Really, really abrupt. And that gives rise to what kind of threat is that?
pretty direct. And to do it in public and have the Vice President of the United States do it, either it's total bluster or they're going to do something. Now, again, doesn't it seem odd to you that we have this going on in North Korea and suddenly, virtually on the same day, we have Pence talking about, you go back to Venezuela because Venezuela's time is up. And at the same time, we had Russia issue a warning to NATO. So, isn't this kind of odd? Is this all part of the overall plan? It just seems odd. The timing seems very, very deliberate to me. What's your take?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, for Russia to call out Ukraine and NATO both and say that they are about to have a military conflict, in other words, not political, but military clash over the Kerch Strait. And we do know that the plan all along has been for, Ukraine vessels, backed up by NATO vessels to punch through the Kerch Strait. And, this is apparently a line that shouldn't be crossed. But I'll tell you what I thought about when you were talking is the timing of this is interesting because they just sent, the ambassador back to his country with a message, time's up. And I'm wondering if we militarily begin to move on Venezuela, is Russia going to militarily move on Ukraine?
Yeah, and at the same time, then China might just go after Taiwan and North Korea could lob a few missiles over to us. What's bothersome about this is that a prophecy, I think it was, and I think it was a rabbi or somebody who said that America was going to get hit. Two cities would be hit. And nobody would know where they had come from. And they'd finally figure out that it was North Korea that did it. And then that we would go then over there and all but obliterate it. And it's interesting because Deagle.com, as you know, has a vast population reduction in the United States, and of course the rapture of the church would take care of that too, but likewise Deagle said there was a almost zero population in North Korea, and I think that was by 2025. So kind of interesting all of this. I'm very conspiratorial, but I just, the rich men of the earth, they're going to do their thing, and the Lord's also going to do his thing. And it seems to me like we're being maneuvered into the final conflict. And we cannot forget the other players either that are in Venezuela. We've got Chinese troops. We've got Russian troops. We've got Cuban troops. We've got Iranian, and is it Hezbollah and ISIS are down there?
Yeah, they're all. Venezuela has become a nest of vipers, and
yes.
Right in our back door.
What's your take on what Trump is doing? Because so far he hasn't really been doing anything about the border. And I've often wondered if that doesn't have something else to do with maybe Venezuela and things that are otherwise going on.
Well, let me read you two happenings that just occurred. Just a while ago, on General Jack Keane was on, and Lou Dobbs, and he was asked about the border and what he would suggest, and he said, fine. For once, he has no suggestions. He says that's unsustainable. He said Congress and the judges have Trump in a corner, can no longer stop illegal immigration and secure the border of the United States. He said we're like a third world country. We cannot maintain our own security. And then just a while ago on Hannity, Glenn Beck came on and he said, if you'll remember, he said China's down in the south of the U.S. border. And he said, Glenn Beck said a clue to some of this is that, remember, in Korea, China sent human waves against the Americans till America collapsed and they couldn't defeat them. And he said the Chinese may be sent a wave of immigrants assaulting this republic, and they're allowed to do this because of the manipulation of Soros and his control over Congress and all the judges.
Yeah, we've got a totally corrupt judiciary in there, and there are a lot of communist judges in there, and their full intent is to bring America down. The only way, now this may be all deliberate by deep state, because the only way they could stop it is for Trump to not only declare a national emergency nationwide, but also bring up martial law over the entire country. Then he can do pretty much what he wants because Congress passed all those executive orders and they've been adding to them right along. So actually Trump at that point becomes a total dictator over the United States. The courts have nothing to do with anything and neither does Congress because under the executive orders, they are sent home. They have nothing to say about anything. And they're the ones who wrote the law, so if they don't like it, I guess that's just too bad. Do you think that's where we're headed?
Well, if Trump declares martial law, the only court system you'll see in this country is military tribunals. And remember
yep.
all the talk about a year ago of preparations in that direction?
Yep. Hopefully the target is not the good people, and hopefully the deep state is not doing a takeover.
I know you're suggesting that, but let me tell you, I think if you look around us right now, we've got a whole lot bigger fish to fry than a bunch of Christians and a few Jews.
Well, that's true. It's just, we're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. But this is part of the protocols of the Elders of Zion. This is exactly what they said they wanted to do. And it may not have anything to do with Trump. They can get rid of Trump anytime they want. So it'll be interesting. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We just wanted to give everybody a heads up as to what's going on. And it doesn't look very good. So hopefully tomorrow we'll sail through it and we'll have a few more normal days. And I got a blizzard warning tomorrow, so I just want to tell everybody that there is a possibility if this blizzard actually does take place and we lose power, that I wouldn't be able to get on tomorrow night. But we are hoping that that won't happen. And remember, we're going to have Stan Dale with us, and I'm sure Stan has a lot to say about what's going on, not only on the political front, but on the religious front, the Antichrist front, and earth changes, as well as what's going on the sun. So it should be a very, very interesting conversation. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and take care, everyone. Heads up, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you. Good night.